to Around H-Town.
104.1 KRBE.
Well, the month of October is Domestic Violence Awareness Month. One in four women will experience domestic violence in her lifetime. Last year, over 190,000 hotline calls were answered in the state of Texas alone. There is a huge need to be served in the community. And of course, there are angels out there doing that work. Two of them joining us in studio this morning. Rebecca White, President and CEO of the Houston Area Women's Center, and Denise Ehrlich, President of Women of Wine Charities. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for joining me today. If I could, Rebecca, I'd like to start with you. The Houston Area Women's Center provides a very important service to the community. If you could tell us a little bit about your organization and the services that you provide.
Sure. The Houston Area Women's Center has been around for 36 years now, helping individuals affected by domestic and sexual violence in their efforts to move their lives forward. We provide shelter, counseling, and advocacy to support them as they build lives free from the effects of that violence. And we're also out in the community working to prevent violence before it ever starts through our community education programs and primary prevention efforts.
Okay. Now, Denise, you have a huge event on the horizon with your organization, Women of Wine, and it's basically yourself and a bunch of women that like wine, right?
Yeah, it is. It started out as women who were in the industry, but then we expanded it to women who just like wine or interested in wine. The idea was to bring together women who wanted to learn more about wine, network with one another, build our business network, and also benefit a charity. And really, from the very beginning, it's been the Houston Area Women's Center because it's a cause that speaks to women in business particularly.
Absolutely.
I think that we get approached all the time being in the wine business about participating in golf tournaments and other kinds of charities and things that don't necessarily benefit causes as meaningful to us as the Houston Area Women's Center and the mission that they fulfill in the community. So it was a pretty natural fit, and although we have the option to change the charity every year, we pick them every year.
Every single year.
Yeah.
Because this is not your first event.
No, this is our fifth Grand Tasting. We did rename it this year to the Grand Tasting. We're very excited about that, and we've kind of expanded the scope of the event as well, bringing in 10 Houston area chefs to provide food, even more wine than we've provided in the past.
Yes.
So all, you know, highly rated, highly regarded wines, lots of participation from the wine community as well. So we're really thrilled.
Absolutely. You're listening to Around H-Town on 104.1 KRBE. Mary Kennedy here with Rebecca White, President and CEO of the Houston Area Women's Center, and Denise Ehrlich, President of Women of Wine Charities. Denise, your organization has been around for a few years now.
2007. I think okay. December of 2007 is when we were formed.
And you've raised $70,000 for the Houston Area Women's Shelter. So you guys are doing...
That was as of end of last year. So it's actually gotten bigger than that.
Fantastic.
And so we expect to have a record year this year.
Excellent. So this event, if somebody wants to participate in the event, how do they go about it?
They can go to our website, WOW Charities, WOWcharities.org.
Okay.
And buy a ticket online. If you become a member, which is only $50,
okay,
the ticket is $100. And your membership runs from the time you register to the following year, same anniversary date. If you go to two events of ours a year, you more than cover the cost of your membership.
So the membership includes the events that you do how many times a year?
We do quarterly events. So
okay.
We do a quarterly event that is has an education component to it, usually at a restaurant or some interesting venue. And then we do happy hours that are no charge every month that we're not doing an event. So there's always something to do to stay in touch and be involved. And at each one of those events and happy hours, we do an in-kind collection for the Women's Center. So they may tell us that, well, we need journals for education and coursework that they're doing, or they need school supplies, or they may need flip-flops and T-shirts for women that they're receiving in the shelter.
Okay. So this next big event is going to happen on Monday, October 21st,
mm-hmm.
and they can go to your website to buy their tickets for the event, correct?
They can. So it's $100 for members, $125 for non-members, and you can buy a ticket package for 10 that gets you into a VIP event that's on another day.
Oh,
and
boy.
So there's all kinds of good stuff. And there are also sponsorship opportunities, including our Safe Night Sleep program, where you, for $42 a night, you can support a family at the shelter.
Oh, that's wonderful.
And so we always have that available and up on the site. We'll be promoting it at our event as well. So yeah, the event will have live auction, silent auction, lots of great stuff.
Boy, I'll say, I'm looking at this list of restaurants and chefs at the event this year. Very impressive. So basically, you show up, walk around tasting food and wine and meeting people too?
Pretty much,
yeah. Sounds like my kind of event.
Yeah, you get your glass at the door. We'll have some Riedel glassware there for you to use and go around and taste the signature bite from each one of those chefs, including wine to go with it that we have all of our generous people in the wine industry are going to provide. there'll be live auction and silent auction, so you get to peruse the goods. And one of our big highlights of the auction is a dinner that Bear Dalton, the fine wine buyer for Specs, puts on. It's dinner for 12, and you bid on it per couple, and it's a spectacular 7-course meal at his father's lovely, historic, and art-filled home in the Heights. That's always probably our most popular event that we auction off.
Sounds wonderful. I think you're doing wonderful things, Denise. Thank you so much for this. So, if somebody wants to sign up for the event, they go to
wowcharities.org.
That's Denise Ehrlich, president of Women of Wine Charities on Around H-Town, 104.1 KRBE. Mary Kennedy here. In studio today also is Rebecca White, president and CEO of the Houston Area Women's Center. I'd like to come back to you for just a moment, Rebecca. Let's say that perhaps you can't make the event, or you can, and you want other ways to kind of pitch in and help out. What are the ways that the listeners can get involved and help you in your cause?
There are a number of ways, and I think as we were talking earlier, October is Domestic Violence Awareness Month, and it's an outstanding time to stand up and say we won't tolerate violence in our community, and that we want to make sure that those who are affected by violence are supported by the community. Mm-hmm. So on our website, which is hawc.org, we have lots of ways that you can get involved, from donating money, which of course we always need.
Yes.
It's a very labor-intensive kind of operation to take care of those who are affected by violence with the counseling and providing the shelter and so forth. Also volunteers. We have volunteers who work in every part of the organization and really extend our capacity to serve more. So there's information about what it takes to become a volunteer, and some of that involves some training, some doesn't. So there's a way to plug in. We have events that go on throughout the year as well. We have our annual Race Against Violence 5K.
Which is when?
It is February 22nd.
Okay.
And I think it's already on our website. You can set up your webpage and
perfect.
Put a team together and come out and have a great time with us on Saturday morning.
Okay. You've been listening to Around H-Town on 104.1 KRBE. Mary Kennedy here in studio with Rebecca White, president and CEO of the Houston Area Women's Center, hawc.org. Also in studio today is Denise Ehrlich, president of Women of Wine Charities. Denise, your website again?
Wowcharities.org.
And the next event is going to be Monday, October 21st?
That's correct.
Okay, well, thanks to the both of you for coming in today. It's always a pleasure.
Thank you.
Be here next week for another edition of Around H-Town. For info on today's topics, go to KRBE.com.